Haggai chapter 2, verses 3 to 5. Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? How do you see it now? In comparison with it, is this not in your eyes as nothing? Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Say whatever you feel. That's a popular philosophy today. Get it out of your system. Might sound honest, maybe even healthy, and our sinful flesh certainly enjoys it. Yet Scripture gives us a sobering example of how disparaging remarks can cause real spiritual harm. In Haggai, the Lord is addressing the remnant that had come back from Babylon. They'd been willing to leave behind their livelihood there in order to do God's will. Though they were very small in number, they were united in purpose to rebuild the Lord's temple. And yet, though they were acting in faith and setting their hope on the coming Messiah, discouragement set in. Verse 3, this temple is nothing compared to Solomon's. You may remember that Solomon's temple was indeed a wonder of the world, architecturally and in many other ways, parts of it overlaid with gold, adorned with gems, magnificent pillars, beautiful porches. By comparison, the new temple they'd started looked painfully insignificant. The poverty of their situation led many of them to think, oh, God can't be with us. He will never be pleased with this temple. And so they voiced that discouragement. And what happened? The building of the temple ceased for decades. Whether intended or not, disparaging remarks can become a contagious virus. It's like an epidemic spreading quickly, weakening faith, stifling praise, damaging the spiritual life of your fellow believers. What may begin simply as an observation easily turns into that spirit of criticism that tears down rather than building up in faith. Disparaging remarks are like termites, biting and gnawing on the inside till things fall apart. The warning of our text was directed at people that, yeah, generally wanted to serve the Lord. So it's talking to us. It's a virus that can infect us because we know, you know, don't you, how discouraging it can be when darts of negative criticism are hurled at you. It tempts us to look downward in frustration and anger. And Satan delights in it, urging us to hurl some critical darts back until everybody is wounded. Consider how easily this happens today. Chapel again? Religion class again? They're boring. Oh, that new gymnasium, that's never going to be built. Why would you consider the LC for college? It's not even accredited. Or, oh, the CLC is just too judgmental. They always claim to have the truth. I would imagine we could collect many more from the rest of you. Some may think that such remarks are harmless, but they pull hearts down in discouragement instead of lifting them up with faith in Christ. Disparaging remarks are like a 1,000-pound weight laid down, pinning you to the ground, pressing in, preventing spiritual growth, and whispering, "This is not the time. This is not the place to serve the Lord." It can thus drive a splinter between you and Jesus, irritating and infecting. Into this discouragement, the Lord came with a very comforting word. "I am with you." Yes, Jesus reveals the greater glory of the true temple is not found in disparaging remarks, but in "I am with you." Notice how God in verse 3 refers to this temple in its former glory. They thought it was nothing. God says it is just as much his temple as Solomon's was in all its gold and gems. And that, of course, applies today. This pole building coated with aluminum, with a few basketball hoops, is just as much God's house as Solomon's in all its glory. God says to them, verse 5, "I didn't covenant with you to make a world-renowned school, a wonder of the world, or an impressive arena where you can pack in tens of thousands. I did covenant with you to dwell with you wherever my name is recorded." Zechariah 4, God says, "Do not despise the day of small things." The setting may be modest. The speaker's voice certainly doesn't seem to be speaking from an open heaven. And yet, God's promise is here for every doubting heart. "I am with you." So yes, a pole building can become alive with divine power by the promise of Jesus' word. "My word makes this place just as much my temple as Solomon's. I am with you to declare my love for you, to wash you clean with my blood from all your sins, to open for you the gates of paradise, to give you my Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth." Disparaging remarks, they can indeed lead us to look down in discouragement. But Jesus says, "Look up. I am with you." Remember his promise, Matthew 18, "Where two or three of you are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of you." The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 465, 465, stanzas 1 and 4.
Oh,